2004. Thursday night, Yerushalmi Shvius. I have a very, I'll tell the Olam, just to whet your appetite, but then we have to learn. I have a very, very hush of a meeting with the, I'm not sure what he is, one of the heads of this Machon HaTorah V'Haaretz. Machon HaTorah V'Haaretz. It used to be in Kfar Daron. This guy lived in the Veda Kolon. Anyway, they are like, you know, Chardal style. They're very, they work the land, they're farmers, they're Ru'umi people, but they're, it's very halacha, everything's like Tachlis or Diktuk and everything. I mean, they follow their poiskim. So I had a 2-hour meeting with them because they want to set up Shvius, not like the Bedatz. The Bedatz sets up Shvius by giving money to the Arabs who will then kill us. They already met with the Arabs in Gaza. If you don't think the Arabs in Gaza want to kill us, then you're living in a fantasy world. And the government subsidizes the Arabs regarding agriculture and Shvius, because the government doesn't want imports. It's bad for the balance of payments. So they don't want people to import green peppers. So they'd rather the Arabs now Gaza. Anyway, this Machon wants to arrange without using Heta Mechira, as it's called, and without buying from Arabs. So they have a whole system how to do it. I mean, we sat with them today, my friend Rabbi Stein and myself, and Ari, what's his last name again? What's your last name? Yeah, he was there also. Am I exaggerating when I say it was a 2-hour meeting?
No.
2-hour meeting, very, very fruitful, pun intended. And if we get more people on board, it could really turn into something. I mean, they're doing what they're doing. I'll be talking about it Tuesday. What? Yeah. So the Shilohs, if they're ready to do what they would like to do, people have to sign up. And I will explain Tuesday what I think. I'll explain Tuesday exactly what they'll be doing, what they hope to do.
Today's Thursday.
Today we're learning. Tuesday is, there's a day off. People have a day off. There's National Mongol Day.
Oh, Tuesday.
Okay, right. So, we have off. So, although I don't like making anything special out of the day, and people have off every Friday, so why don't we make something special every Friday? But the minhag of the shul has become to have a learning Seder in the morning. And some people actually come. So, we're gonna have, Barak's going to be going through a sugya in his inimitable style. That'll be the Seder HaLimud. And I'm going to try to bridge the gap between Shachris and the beginning of the learning Seder. We'll be serving a breakfast. And I'll be talking about the basic ideas of Oitzah Beis Din and Heta Mechira. The basic thing. Even though today gave me a whole other thing to talk about, like for another. But I won't. But I do want to maybe by Tuesday I'll be ready to tell the shul to sign up, that everybody should sign up.
Way of handling it? Like
yeah, these guys know what they're doing. These are no slouches. Everybody, they know what they're doing. They're very, very, it's not kid stuff. You know, to the people on the street who put up signs and put out contrasim, it's like baby stuff. But these guys are the real thing. They know what they're doing. They know what's a chumra, what's a kula, what's a kula da'asi leidei chumra, what's a chumra da'asi leidei kula. What, you know, that's... Okay, you know, to us, to our olam, and I include myself in this too, heta mechira is a dirty word. That's the main ideological difference between us, is whether heta mechira is, you know, you're not allowed to say it in polite company. Or whether they're trying to avoid it. They say, you know, we really hold of it, but you know, we're trying to avoid it. So they, once they say that, like we have to train them not to say that. Like,
let's go.
We have to learn. I really want to start moving much faster. Everybody's bored with what we're doing. But we're learning Yerushalmi Shviyas. The Hebrew, the first volume Hebrew, should be printed next week and in the stores in 2 weeks, hopefully. Even though we're having a big fight about a couple lines on the Vavam Adbeis right now. But hopefully it'll be settled by Matzah Shabbos, and then it'll go into print as soon as that's settled. They told me the color will be green. I asked if they can let me in on the big secret, what color it'll be. Right. So, I want to finish up today. Okay, where are we holding? We're holding on the Tez Zion. I want to move. We have to start moving. So, we're holding now on Daf Tez Zayin Amud Beis, the top of Tez Zayin Amud Beis. So I want to get today, let me say what we're not going to do. I want to get today till Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. No, I want to move on. What am I talking about? I want to get till Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Mishnah. That's what I'd like to get to. And then I want to finish the second parak next week. And then have some sort of... Oh, that's what really we're supposed to go that fast. And we'll finish the second parak next week. Maybe we'll have 1 week of... Like I'll go over the main points of the parak. And then we'll start the third parak. And then we'll get back into Shvius. Although we'll still be in agriculture for another few prokem. Okay. So we're holding on to Zayin Amud Beis. And until now we talked about what... year is the Shnas HaMaiser of Pul HaMitzri, and now we're going to get into Pul HaMitzri Lagabi Shvius. Okay, so the Gemara says, very top of Tezayin Amud Beis in the article Gemara, the Oiz Vahoder came out with one of these multifaceted volumes of beautiful work. They put out beautiful things in Chitzainis for sure. So the beginning is the Oiz V'Hadar Yerushalmi Shvius. That's the first thing. Then there's Mishnayis. Then there's Tosefta. And then there's, you know, like one of these things. And each with a multitude of Perushim. It's like a real, very, very thick volume. It's going to come out next week. So you have just a plain Oiz V'Hadar Shvius. It will now be coming out. And it's called Oitzer HaShvius. And it has like Yerushalmi, and all the Bavli Gemaras in the back, and Mishnayos, and Tosefta, and they redid everything, reset everything. It's like a beautiful thing. Okay, so Tezayin Amud Beis. Zoro Lazera, now we're talking about Pul HaMitzri Lagabi Shvius. Zoro Lazera, Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, right? So Lazera means we planted it for Zera, and Zera Lazera Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Shvius, before the Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year, the Nichnas Shvius, and then was the Lakita. So Ben Zaro Ben Yarko Mutter, because you follow the Zriya, that was his intention. So you go Basa Hashrasha, rather. I'm sorry, you go Basa Hashrasha because his intention was for the Zera of it, not for the Yerek of it. And we saw last week in Felix a much clearer idea of what Zera and Yerek mean. Okay. By the way, this Braisa, which we'll now talk about Shvius, and we'll be talking about Mutter Osir, Osir Mutter, so there's a basic Machlekes Rishonim, what that is a reference to. According to the Rambam, we're talking about the Isser Svichin. This becomes very, very important, Halacha L'mais on Shvius. We talked about that a lot today also. According to the Rambam, there's an Isser Svichin. I don't know if everybody here is clearly aware of what that means. Chazal Asid, basically all vegetables, even if they grew by themselves on Shvius, because a person might plant it secretly, surreptitiously, and then say it grew by itself. So they asked basically things, they didn't ask for fruit, because you're not going to plant fruit on Shvius, it's not going to grow till who knows when. So they asked most things, and that is really the problem of almost all vegetables, is you always have to deal with the Svichin problem. We're Soymach on the Chazanish, who paskins like the Rash, that if it started growing in Shishis, even if the Lakita was in Shvius, and it has Kedusha Shvius, because in Yerakos you follow Lakita, but the Isser Svichin doesn't apply because it started growing. So in this Gemara, when we keep learning about Mutter Osir, according to the Rash, Mutter means no Kedusha Shvius, and Osir means yes Kedusha Shvius. It doesn't mean Mutter or Osir to eat. It means whether it has Kedusha Shvius or not in this Gemara. According to the Rambam, who's who doesn't hold of that Rashi's chiddush. The Rambam holds that if a yerek that started growing in Shishas and was picked in Shvius has the Issa Svichen.
Issa
Svichen
means you got a lot of
people
who want to eat it?
No, Issa Svichen is also Ba'achila, really also. And it's thing that grew by itself. Svichen means things that grew by itself. Either through the seeds that fell onto the ground when they picked the previous year's crop, or it just sprouted by itself. There's a million exceptions and a million, but that's basically the problem with all vegetables. And for that matter, the Chameshes Miyadogim, the Issa Svichen also. Anything that's that year crop, Chazal ended up passing.
You can't eat it. It's like Shvius and only picking a little, and you can't eat it.
There's an Issa Svichen. That creates, if a guy owns Svichen, I also don't think there's such a shita. If a guy owns Svichen, it's for sure mutter. That everybody holds.
No,
what? A goy's field. A goy's field. A Jew planting something. There might be the Issa Svichen. Nizran Shvius is not necessarily also. If something was planted by Issa, the product of a Nizra b'Isser is not necessarily also. If a guy owns a field, it might be also out Svichen, but if the guy is a field, it's known as a Svichen. And the fact that it was Nizra b'Isser, like you say, if a guy planted it, if a Jew planted it, that does not Asser the product, necessarily. That's a Machalikus Rishayim. If an Isser was done by planting, whether the product's also. That has nothing to do with the Issa Svichen. Okay, we're getting off the subject. My point is that when we're learning this Amud, and we're learning about Pul HaMitzvi, and we're using the words Mutter or Osir, so be aware that according to the Rash, Mutter or Osir means does it have Kedusha Shvius or not, and according to the Rambam, it's Pasha Mutter or Osir, whether it has the Issa Svichen or not. That's all. So, if you planted it Lazera, and then Shvius came and you picked it, but you planted it for Zera, so you go Basa Hashrosha. So Ben Zaro, Ben Yarko, Mutter, okay? Zoro liyerek, if your intention was to eat the greens of it, the yerek of it, the vegetable part of it, the pods as we saw, and now it has a din of a regular yerek, so then, lifnei Rosh Hashanah Hashvius, Zoro liyerek, lifnei Rosh Hashanah Hashvius, if he planted it for the yerek before Rosh Hashanah Shvius, and v'nichas Hashvius, and then he picked it, ben zaro ben yarko osur, because the lakita, it's a yerek, and the lakita was in Shvius, so either it's in Tzvichen, or it means it has Kedusha Shvius. Zora lezera uleyerek, so the Marafulda speaks out, although in the previous Gemara where we were dealing with Meiser, so everything became very complicated, and maybe it's a min echod, and it depends when it grew, and when it brought a shlish, and Maaser Mizaro al-Yaakov al-Zaro, with two stipulations and four exceptions and three qualifications, and that whole complication that we've been spending the last few weeks on doesn't exist in Shvius. In Shvius, you can't make it into one min. You can't make it into one min. It's a Dioraisa, that's why. Look at the Mara Fulda Lazera Uliyerek. That's the next Gemara. Zara Lazera Uliyerek, which was the third case of the Brisa before. Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Hashvius v'nichnas Hashvius. Ilu b'shor shnei shavua, the Marafulda says, Misaser miyakar alzaro, miyakar alzarko, ken linyan meiser, avalinyan is a shvius, yefshel asosam in echad. Ve'ech nomar yehi osir o mutter, val kochach tzvichem lehechol egzaro. So certainly you have to split it up. So now we're going to learn how it's split up. So pshita zaro mutter. So the zera is for sure mutter. The zera is for sure mutter because it's midiraisa, so you don't. It's not min echad. So the zera is for sure basar hashrasha, and therefore it has a din of zera. It has a din like a kidneyus, like Rav Shimon Chazuri, that the zera of pul hamitzri is like kidneyus. So you go is like those that call basar hashrasha. Yarko maho. But what about yarko? Now, why not just say it's osur? So we'll see in Tani Rav Chia osur. Okay, you know that makes sense. Tani Rav Chalafta Ben Shol Mutter. Why Mandi Am a Mutter Dvar Torah? That really the basic halacha should have it being Mutter. So the Achronim speak out because. Look at the Marafulda. Pshita Mutter. It says there Zaro, but that should be Pshita Zaro Mutter. Devadai no marshalo bala osron olav. Lekach mesayelo machshev nezera lahatzul Zaro al koponim. Avol yarko mai. Look at the next one. Dvar Torah. Shere yochol nami lasol sa min zera. Velomo yeyosru olav. Lomo yeyosru olav. So the Achrayim explain, it's almost like a botle daito type svara. A guy's planting for Zera and Yerek, and it's Shish is going into Shvius, and he's picking it in Shvius. He certainly doesn't want a machshava that's gonna be machmer, that's gonna either aser the plant on him, according to some, or make Kedusha Shvius with all of its attendant dinim. He zicha wanted to be bottled to the Zera Shabo. That's what the Gemara suggests. The Gemara is really saying that's the Iker Hadin, is Mandioma Mutter, Dvar Torah. You know, when you just think Yerek, okay, that's the Machshava you had. It should be the Yarko. But when you have a Machshava Zera and Yarko, so that's how they learn, at least in the Marafulda, that, like, he doesn't mean that the Yerek Machshava should really be the significant purpose for which he's planting, which will only serve to be machmir and perhaps aser the whole plant on him, or at least to make it like burdensome with Kedusha Shvius and everything. Yizicha means that the primary purpose should be Zaro, and therefore everything's bottled to the Zaro. That's
the primary can help you. So it's primary. But what about the one that he's
on? And the other part is bottled to that. That's what primary means. So, and the Gemara says that's the way it is. Midi Araisa. Mandiyom, or Meikr Hadin call it. Mandiyom or Osur, the whole thing is Meimar Asayim. Hoyol v'nul kotin b'shvias, people will see you picking the greens in Shvias. Uman yemer lon shahoye imo kavona zera. No one will know that it had also kavona zera. And they'll see you're not treating it with Kedusha Shvias, or that you're eating it at all. So that'll be Meimar Asayim. Okay. Rav Simon bar Zavdo, bo'i kuma Rav Yosef. Va'afilu lahachil es behemto yehi osur mitnei marasayim azei vait. So what exactly is the question? Like why is that any, like why is that such a question? Like is it even osur mitnei marasayim to feed? So let me go through. The Ziv Hayom here has an explanation of this question. Miboy leilaman diomer also meimar asayin and gozru linig boy kol. I'm reading now from the Ziv Hayom. Miboy leilaman diomer also meimar asayin im gozru linig boy kol dine kedusha shviyas and ahagam peirish shviyas. The im can also lahachil abahemtoi dovash oimid lachilos adam. Something that's oimid lachilos adam, part of kedusha shviyas, that you can't feed it to your animals. Maybe they only asked Marasayan in things that are intrinsically Marasayan problems, the way you're located. That's we learned it first. Maybe they didn't ask the Marasayin of Azevite. They asked the things that are done publicly, so they asked you to do it only, you should have to do it by Kedusha Shvias.
But it's the picking.
That's what he's talking about. Right. But once you've picked it, now in your house, you want to feed it to your animal. And the problem is, if you're saying the Midirabonon, it has Kedusha Shvias, so then really you're not allowed to feed it to your animal. It's Michael Odom. You're not allowed to feed Michael Odom to your animal. So maybe that you could do already.
Was that
the most clear? Not if you did it ba'if and kedusha shvias, according to the Rash. Ula haRambam, the sviche shishi shenichas ula shvias asurim ba'achila. Right? So the miboyaleim osur, and that would be the marasayan iser, it would be totally osur. So what's the shaila? Did they ask for it to feed it to your animal? If it has a din of svichim, so you're not allowed to feed it to your animal. So he says maybe the pshat is that normal svichin, you're not allowed to let your animal go eat it. Not just you can't feed it to your animal, but normal svichin, you can't let your animal just like graze there. You have to chase him away. You're not allowed to let your animal eat svichin. But this, the Gemara is clarifying, According to the Rambam, maybe you can let your animal eat it. Maybe at Hazevite, they weren't chayshish for marasayim. Your animal's in there, so they're not, there's no marasayim. You know, your animal wandered in and is eating it. Yeah. Yeah.
They also speak. So now our Gemara think that Aser this because people will think that it's speaking. And that's already, that's not a problem with damage there.
I don't think so. Well, first of all, your question is according to the Rambam.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're doing something which normally is sikhim.
This is
sikhim.
No, it's
not sikhim. It's not because of the lumbus. So the Gemara is saying that may marasayim, this will also be considered sikhim. You're picking it in shvias. You're picking the greens in shvias. Bar-Torah means the basic halacha. The basic halacha.
So,
according to Rabbi, how do you mark the basic halacha, it's bottle to zera, you go basa hashrasha.
Right.
So the Gemara is saying, me'ikar adin taka, you go basa hashrasha. The machsheves yerek is bottle to the machsheves zera. Okay. That's what that Achranim say. It doesn't make sense. But the other mamdiyamur, the other amoira holds, that mishum marasayim, we leave it at as yerek. And Memelin, Tzvichin, he's picking it in Shvias. We don't allow the legality of this Botla Daitoi to take over. Because there's a Marasayan involved. I don't think that would necessarily be called Xero and Xero. Okay, let's go weiter. So that's how he explains this Shaila in the Gemara. Omale. L'chayri is quoting a Bryson now, or a Tosefta or something. Umen means a row. You shouldn't pick a whole row. So the most direct shot that I saw was in the Rishas, the Rash Shrilio. He says lo yitain. In other words, he should only. He's learning L'chaira even Omale. That the Mandi Omar that holds its Osur, Lo Yitin Lo Livno V'lo Lishluchov Lo Lo Yekor Alo Umen, it's Osur to do it in a conspicuous way. It's only Osur in a conspicuous way. He's picking it and he's giving it to someone else. Lo Livno V'lo Lishluchov V'lo Yehlokin Al Umen means he picks a whole row. Umen means Ashura. Hey, look at the Rash Shvilio. He says, Klomar, lo yilkad hayerek me'etz pul hamitzri kaseder, ela kan ma'at v'kan ma'at, b'fuzer bo, shelo yehenikar karachto. It shouldn't be obvious that he's picking it. V'lo yomru denim tzenehenem misfiche shviyas. V'haynu nami taimad lo yitam livno, v'dei shelo yilkad kol kach, she yehenikar. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky learns that the Gemara is being poshut lakula, that you could pick a little to feed to your animal, or you can let your animal graze there. That the only thing Maris Ayin Asid is doing things conspicuously. It only Asid the conspicuous consumption of this Pulamitri Yerek. So Chaim Kanievsky learns, but to just pick up, if you do it in this inconspicuous way, so that would be mutter. That's l'chayra how they learned the Gemara. The Gemara is being poshed at l'kula. Now, even according to the Mandioma that it's, here's how you read it. Even according to the Mandioma that it's osur, omale, but lo yitin lo luvno v'lo lishlucho v'lo yeh lo karalumen. So it's only osur to do it in a conspicuous way. And therefore, your shaila about allowing the animal to eat from it, to give it all the diktuke isurim of svichim, even the gabi, the animal eating from it, that would be according to the Rambam, or according to the Rash, to give it the kedusha shvius, even the gabi, the din of not letting your animal eat maichel odom, so avazei vaitnisht. Okay, that's how they went. Okay. He brings that up.
He only explains the Rambam. But the other way, you can say the Shabbat, that by giving it to these people, you're showing violence. We've seen this Kedusha Shvi'ah issue with not a, it doesn't work for a Rashi. We've seen this Kedusha Shvi'ah issue.
Well, according to the Rashi, it's a Kedusha Shvi'ah issue.
And then the Gemara works out much more black. Because we understand.
Well, we'll see later in the Mesech.
Once the Kedusha Shvi'ah issue, it's also giving it up to other people like that. So that you're showing that you're showing violence.
I don't know if I agree. If later in the Masechta we'll see that even things with Kedusha Shvias, if you're allowed to give it out, I mean you can't pick a lot and give it out, but if you pick a little, if you pick the regular amount that you're allowed to pick, then you're allowed to give to others also. Anyway, the Rash really learns that the point of this din, lo eating, lo luvnov, lo leshluchov, lo yelok at a woman, is indeed, like you're saying, not to pick a lot, and not to pick in a conspicuous way. So anything else would be mutter. That's how they understand the Gemara's pshita of its shayla. Okay. Omer Rav Yosef Rabun, im nekra haguma mutter. At least that's the girsa of the Marafulda. Im nekra haguma mutter. That's if the stem of the plant, like if the thing came out of the ground, so it's another thing that you can now take the yerek. Look at the Rash earlier. The one also anov shehikricho shelokat mimenu kol olav nishbar v'nekar tahashto lo minkar shari. So this I don't understand. Now I realize. He's saying it broke off and it's laying on the ground afterwards. So I thought it meant the way the Mara Fulda says it. Emnekra haguma im hayerek min ha'uman. So it's not standing anymore. No, it's another oifen of inconspicuousness.
You find it on the ground?
Yeah, so you could take the yerek. Once it's laying on the ground already, you could take the yerek. No, it's not the Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah says it got nekar after you picked from it. So it becomes mutter. That's taka strange. I don't understand the Rashilia. But the Marafulda says the fair is not like that. He says, Nekra haguma, and again, guma means the stem, probably. Im hayerek min ha'uman, mutter. I know it normally means ditch. I'm going with the Rashilia's type, that it means, I'm working with the Rashilia's. I'm going with the Rashulia's definition of Guma here. The Onof that had the Yerek on it. Kori la Onof shalok to Olof.
He says the Gra is different Gersa.
Well, okay, the Gra, the Gersa, Nima.
Well, right. And he wants to say the same thing with the Guma. It means the part that is connected to the ground, and that...
The part of the what that's connected?
The plant.
Yeah.
The uprooted totally.
Yeah, and then you can take the green off it.
No,
that's what we're saying in the Marafulda. That's what we're saying.
That you could feed to the animal. That's what we want to explain.
That you could. That's what you could feed to the animal. So you see.
He says.
Well, and where does the teret start? No, it's Amalei lo yidin lo luvnov lo leshluchov lo leyelok ala lo uman. Who are you calling? Was the Gemara poishit the Behemah Shaila before this sentence? I'm learning. No, it was poishit the Shaila when it said Leitin Loivloiv Loishluch of Loidayelak and Alum. Period.
And
like a Chaim Kanievsky. But you could give it to your animal. Now Rav Yosef Rabun is making another point, nothing to do with the animal anymore. Emnekra haguma is another way of inconspicuously picking the yerek, and therefore would be mutter according to the Man Demer Tzomli Yosef Mishamar Asayim. It's schwer because look at the next sentence. Because according to this, then we've been going like the Man Demer Oser up until now. The next sentence of the Gemara is Vafilu Kman Demer Oser. Here comes another way that it's mutter. Hayaloikate v'nimtsa b'toicha yerek mutter. It's according to the Marafulda, hayal v'dover mu'atu. It's another way of picking a little. In other words, you picked the zera, I guess. You picked the zera, and there was yerek mixed into the zera. How could they, I guess you picked the garin out of the thing, and that like came
that's
along with it.
When you pick the zera, you really just pick the, I would think you pick the same thing anyway, then you break them open. Sounds like when you pick the zera,
you just pick the zera, but there was yerek there also. So
bag.
Again, that's another oifen of inconspicuous yerek. That's what the Gemara seems to be, at least that's the general idea of these lines. That even like the Mandiyam, it's also Mishum Arasayan, not even, according to the Mandiyam, it's also, since it's only Mishum Arasayan, so if you do it normal, I don't know if it's a steerer to the cloud that the Babli says, that Dovash also Mishum Arasayan is always also, even if you do it in an inconspicuous way, also a filu b'chadri chador.
You're picking it, and you know, you pick a lot of things, and you got a bag that's in there.
Yeah, that's essentially what the Gemara is saying. If you pick it and that comes along with it, or the thing fell, was uprooted, and then you just took the greens off it, so that's going to be mutter. Weiter, we move on to Yuzayna Bar Aleph. Kahadar, this has to fit in, the problem is. Kahadar Barnash, like there was this person, or at least the Yisod HaGvarim. Oh, he came, he went up, Ta'un Eser Mesrim, he was holding 10 bunches, the Lubi, it seems that Lubi is another word for Pul HaMitzri. The Mara Fulda says, Pul HaMitzri Kshulach Kurin Oisei Lubi, Kadisaper Kestakilayim. So he brought it Meiser to Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya apparently was a Levi. Oh, no, right, but he was a Kohen, come to think of it. Okay. But he was giving him Meiser Rishon, meaning he was treating it as what? He was treating it as, it doesn't say it was, no, it was Shvius. It was Shvius. So he was treating it as last year's crap. Omalei, Loitu Ovad came. Loitulkot Elitzurchot Delapza. You gather together too much. Lo to Ovid came, don't do that anymore. Lelake kol kach harbe, the Mara Fulda says. Wait, why does the Mara Fulda say Ma'aser Machmas Yarko? I'm going back to the second Mara Fulda. Ma'aser Machmas Yarko. Oh no, he's going, because the Ikra din is you follow the Zer. So why did he have to say Ma'aser Machmas Yarko? Why couldn't he? I don't know. So Chazlin, I guess because we're talking about Yerek, because that's going to be the Gemara's Raya. So he brought him 10 bundles of Ma'aser of Yerek. Why did he bring a Ma'aser of Yerek? Because the Ikar Adin is that you follow the previous year. So it was of Shana Shishis. So it was last year's crop. So it's not Hefker. It's last year's crop. So you have to take Ma'aser. And he told them, Loitevet came, because come down, he picked a lot. Because this is the amount that was Meiser. That's a huge amount. So Loitevet came, Lilkot kol kach harbe, the pa'amachas, Elitzorcha, the liftsa, the Marafulda at least learns, it's from the Lurshan Ilfas, like a pot, Elitzorcha Ilfas, the Hakadeirish, and Dover Muut, the Lekamarasayan, Umutter. So, okay, so that's the principle that you see. In other words, he told them that it really would be osur if you didn't pick a little. So that's like the Mandi Omer, that it's taka osur mishamarasayin, and a lot is conspicuous, and therefore it's osur. I get, yeah.
But even if it was, I don't understand, even with a pair of shvias, you're allowed to pick a little bit enough for your
So we have to figure out the Gemara according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, it's good, because according to the Rambam, it means it's a svichin, because it would be a svichin.
There is no svichin. There fully is no svichin here, because we see that we're
matching now. No, that's what the Gemara is proving, that the mandiyoma, that there is iser svichin, is only mishamaris ayin, and if you pick a small amount inconspicuously, it's mutter.
Right.
That's the cooler. What? So according to the Rambam, that's the shot. Now, if you hold that the issue is Kedusha Shvius, then If you hold the issue is Kedusha Shvius and Stamazoy, it's Shver. Why? Because he gave him it. So what's the problem? What's the problem if he gave him it? Bishlam, if it's also, what's the problem if he gave him it? What's the Gemara's Raya? Why did he tell him, Loitu Avet Kei? So he'll treat it with Kedusha Shvius. What's the problem?
What?
He was giving a Virmiya, Maker Adin, it's like last year's thing. So he was giving him as Maisa. He picked it in Shvius.
Right.
Maker Adin, it's Taka Maisa, we said. But Meshum Marasayan, you have to treat it, we'll go with the Rash. Machmas Marasayan, you have to treat this with Kedusha Shvius.
No,
Machmas Kedusha
Shvius, you're fighting the Mafia. The Mafia is a male of the The barter,
he wasn't
after the cloud. He treated it like Jesus.
And he's telling him, no, he
treated it like
Jesus. He brought him, he gave Yirmiyah this amount, because he was Mechliv and Maisa Mikar Adin. If Yirmiyah said, you shouldn't have picked so much. Those are the words of the Gemara. You should not have picked so much. Okay, what does that mean according to the Rash? You shouldn't have picked so much. According to the Rash, the worst that could be is that it has Kedusha Shvius. So what was he remonstrating with him? What was he telling him? What did he do wrong? There was so much that it was over that din of picking a lot. I mean, it has Kedusha Shvius. See, now.
Besides, he could tell. He could tell from the Meister how much the guy picked. If the guy gave him a bag, then he picked 10 bags. He gave him 10 bags, he picked 100 bags. And he said, hey, he picked a lot. He knew that he picked way above.
And Kenan Shumrayan. Levad. Maybe that's it. What's wrong with saying that? If you have to pick it, the Kedusha Shvius, so Yitaka can't pick a huge amount. So that's what he was telling him. You know, this was already too much for something that had to be picked with Kedusha Shvius. This was too much. What's wrong with that? Shat Gemara. That's okay. Yeah. So that'll be Shat Gemara.
About
constituents, not constituents in the life. But that is what I said. The solution is, you shouldn't get so much. For Philip Kman, the Yomer also, how you like it, Venimsa Betocho Yerek Mutter. The Hadon Barnash, all tone asumes and the Lubi Maitre Rabbi. So maybe this is just, maybe he'll learn that Kahador Barnash is just going to support the Mandi Omar that it's Osir. The Mandi Omar, we had a Machlekes HaMeirum, whether or not it's Mutter or Osir, whether or not it has Kedusha Shvius or not, so the Kahador doesn't, so the Kahador is a support to the Mandi Omar that it's Osir.
Does that fit with the top line of the Primosa in the Arts
School? Kahador Uvdu, the Meshaminim, the Bedover Muat, Lohik Pidu Chachom.
Yeah, it's us, but not
really. No,
that sounds like it. It is us, but not.
That's good, like the Rambam. You see, According to the Rambam, the Gemara goes much smoother. But according to the Rosh, what's wrong with learning Kahada is just support to the Mamdi Amar that it has Kedusha Shliyas. There's a Mamdi Amar Mutter that it doesn't have Kedusha Shliyas, that you follow the Zera, you follow the Hashrasha. And there's a Mamdi Amar that it's also with Kedusha Shliyas because of Marasayan. Kahada Bar Nash will be a riot to the Mamdi Amar. That Rav Yirmiyah, you held like that Mamdi Amar.
Which one? Aser Mutter?
Aser.
So that, I thought that fits with me very well. And even if it's usher, but a little bit, or if it's picus, it's okay.
If it's usher to eat, like the Rambam sheet,
then
the Gemara is glad. But according to the Rash, the Gemara could simply be saying a riot to the Mandi Amar usher. Not little lot, conspicuous, inconspicuous. Just that it's usher, not mutter. Remember, we had a machlokes on the Rambam whether it's usher or
not. That was his lashon, was don't do a lot, so a little is okay.
Well, okay. Yeah, but because of Kedusha Shvias. Because of Kedusha Shvias.
I mean standard laws.
This has the standard laws of Kedusha Shvias. So the Kahada is that Rav Yirmiyah held like the Mamdi Amar, it's also Mishum Arasayim. And it has Kedusha Shvias. That's all. Okay. Now the opposite case. Zoro Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Hashminis. Benich, which means he planted it on Shvius, really.
How did he
know? Yeah, so he did it either be'isser, and we hold it's not us, you know, that the evidence it's not us, sir. Again, the same, wait, Benichus Hashminis, because he planted it, he certainly planted it be'isser. Well, that's just talking about a guy planted it. It's not really the point. You know, the Gemara's not going into mitzad, I mean, the Rambam Lamashal Paskin, if it's Alts Nizra B'Shvias, it's not also. Alts the fact that an Isser was done with it. That's what I told you. The Rambam holds it's not also. If it was Nizra B'Shvias. The Ravid holds it is, and I think he holds that this Gemara is talking about, you say it's talking about a guy planted it. The point of the Gemara is whether you follow it, whether it's Zera or Yerek, whether it's a 7-year crop or an 8-year crop. That's the point of his Gemara. Dalid Tesvov. Ovar Bezorah B'Shvias. Oh, grab it's talking about this case. This is where the Machlokes Rambam Ravid is. Ovar Bezorah B'Shvias. It's talking about Pula Mitzri Taka. If he planted it in Shvias, the Yotzel L'Shminis. So the Rambam called to our Gemara. Mzorah L'Zera Ben Zara Ben Yarko Osur. Al Tzvichim. Because it's Tzvichim. Because it was planted in the seventh. Not Al Tzvichim. Zria was done with it. Because it has a din of a 7th year crop. There's also Mishum Svichim. Then Zoro LeYerek, Hoyol Vanilkat Bishminis, Ben Zaro Ben Yarko Mutter. That's the Rambam. The Ravid says, Loimotzinu Bezareya Bishviyah Shum Heter. If you did an Isser, and this is the basic my point of the Shainim I told you, if an Isser was done and it was planted Bishvias Be'isser, whether the crop is also or not. So here is the Machlokes Rambam Ravid. The Rambam holds it's Mutter. You still have a Svichim problem if it's something which is normally also Mishum Svichim. But there's no is. But if it has a din of Yerek Lakita, because it was picked the 8th year, then you're home free, like the Rambam. The Ravid says no. Anything that was planted be'isser and shvius is usher to eat. Nizra b'shvius is usher, and therefore our Gemara, which talks about it being mutter, if you follow Lakita, is talking about a guy planted it, or maybe in places in Eretz Yisrael where I'm reading from the Ravid now, places in Eretz Yisrael where shvius is only midrabbanon, the efshar then there's taka no isser of Nizra. So you can look up the Rambam, the Perek Dalet Halacha Tesvav. I didn't realize that this basic Machlokes Rambam Ravid, but it's talking going mamish on our Gemara on the case of Pul HaMitzri that Zorah Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Hashminis and Venichus Hashminis, and then he picked it. So if he did it for Zera Ben Zaro Ben Yarko Osur Al Tzvichim, or it has Kedusha Shvius according to the Rambam, according to everybody, that's what it means. One of the two. According to the Ravid, it must be talking about that the Ravid says it must be talking about that a guy planted it. If an issue was done, it's for sure also no matter what, even in the next case. Zora Liyerek, Lifnei Rosh Hashanah Hashminis, Venichnas Hashminis, Ben Zaro Ben Yarko Mutter. So that's what the Ravid screams at. How could it be mutter? You planted it be'isser. So that's what he says. Well, goy. Or maybe places in Eretz Yisrael that's only midrabbanan.
They
place in it
so that when they weren't Makadosh, there shouldn't be
Shvias,
right? Right. But the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim and the Rabbanim.
That we'll learn in the sixth parak. Mokum Shekovshu al in the Triumph, Mokum Shekovshu al Ibodo. That's the sixth parak. Zoro Lazera. The big loss, that's what we found out today, besides everything else that's involved, the Shemitah big loss of Gush Katif is that was a huge area of agricultural products of Oilei Mitzrayim only. Oilei Bobo were not Makadosh. So when it comes to Shemitah, there's no Issa Svichim, I think. There's no Issa Svichim in just Kavshu Oilei Mitzrayim. In just Kavshu Oilei Mitzrayim. That's a derived, no, not derived. There's no Issa Svichim. So that's why they didn't, Gush Katif, they had, now they're not there anymore. So the only other areas way in the south, even the part that's Eretz Yisrael, but there's still a big part of the south, straight south. Yeah, so even if it's Eretz Yisrael, if it's within the borders, but it's not Oilei Bavo.
Right.
What? Yeah, whatever. Yeah. We'll learn the math. When we get to the sixth parak, we'll all become cartographers. Is that the right word? Cartographers? Okay, Zorah the Zorah the Yerek, we got a long way to go till we get there. Maybe not, maybe we'll start going faster. I got a big chesek today to get to the Shvius part of Shvius. Zorah the Zorah the Yerek, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Hashminis, V'nichnas Hashminis, so Zorah Osur, V'yarko Mutter, why is Yarko Mutter? Oh, because here you have the Svarah of both, so each one has its own din. Right, because before we had the svara of Marasayan, because they don't. Before they said the svara that you can't. In other words, the ikar hadin when it comes to shvias, which is the araisa. So certainly each man for himself. We call it zaro usur, the yarko mutter. Okay, good. Let's go vayta halacha vav. I finally got clear here. I even wrote it down because I can't remember it. Yeah, the smaller, you see it says Mishnah Tes Halacha Vav. Right?
I don't see the word Tes.
Oh you're not using God's word. Mishnah Tes Halacha Vav. So the Vincia edition of Yerushalmi, which was the first, really, the first printing, they had much smaller halachas, much smaller mishnayos, and much more mishnayos. The Vilna Yerushalmi combined a lot of mishnayos together, and that's what. So the smaller number is always from the Vilna.
But they did Vincia.
They always Vahadur went back
still
to
the big numbers that a Vilna number.
Right, because they didn't want because they said because all the Svarim used that because the Svarim used that they don't want to mix people up. But they went back to their big, their uftuachs was really to go back to the very first, to the Vinci edition. And they used others too. You'll read in the Hagdom if you're interested in what they did. But they went back to Vinci, but they kept these halachas. But that's what it is finally. I got it straight. So Mishnah Tes is Vinci and halacha Vav is Vilna.
But like, is it relevant? Is there any shul a guy's going to open one up and it's going to have the Mishnah Tes? It's going to be a Vinci number?
No. The only, no.
Some researcher will help him on that.
Well, they wanted to keep the Vincia printing, so they put it in. Okay. But they didn't want to mix people up, so they kept Allah above. But say, I think the Koran Tanakh wanted to drop even the Prokim, of the Goyish Prokim. And then they said, they can't, like, well, everybody uses it. we can't drop it. But Salem Asrisim, there's a kind of, okay, we need Felix for this. It's a kind of onions called sterile onions that they didn't produce seed or they crushed the seed so that it shouldn't be produced. Upul Hamitzri Shemona Mehemayim Shloshim Yom Lufnei Rosh Hashanah. In other words, Rashi says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Wait. In other words, one of the characteristics of Yerek is that you keep watering it. And if you treat something as a sdei baal, In other words, if you don't water it, and you just say, you know what, let the rainwater be enough. Let the rainwater be enough. So the Menias Mayan makes it, like takes it out of the classification of Yerek. And it puts it into the classification of Zera, of a Beis Habal. You know, that usually goes together. Beis Habal goes together with Zera, and the Hashkah, that you have to constantly give water to it, that's a characteristic of Yerek. We'll see maybe next week more, because we are running out of time. In Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Bavli, Daf Yudal Rabban Aleph, you really learn a Machlekes Rabbi Akiva, Machlekes Tanoim, exactly how this is classified. But that's the basic classification, Lagabi, just to start learning our Mishnah, is that Yerek, you water a lot. And it grows on the water that you'll be watering it, and it's Taka Lahabo Misaser, you go Basalakita, right? As you're always watering it, and it's getting nourished from that water, and you, so, Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah, it's important to see this in Rosh Hashanah, the drasha there. The Gemara talks about how do you know that by Yerek you go Basal Akita. If during the week you could learn this, it'll help us for next week. It's in Bavli Rosh Hashanah Daf Yudal Amar Aleph. It's how you know that you go Basal Akita by Yerek. And there's a Shitas Rabbi Yosi Haglili and a Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Different drashas, and two lashonos and Rashi, exactly how to understand what the Ika Beinayahu of the Gemara there. And we'll see that the Yerushalmi holds like one of the two ways, in Rashi. Again, in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yudal Amar Aleph, in the discussion of how you know Yerek goes Basal Akita, there's a Rabbi Yosi Haglili and a Rabbi Akiva, different drashas, there's a Mai Beinayahu, Ika Beinayahu. The Mai Benayu Ika Benayu is our Mishnah. B'tzelem Hasritzen Upul Hamitzri Ika Benayu. The complication is that Rashi has two different pshatim in Ika Benayu, and as you can imagine, it's the exact converse one of the other. So it's Rosh Hashanah, Bavli, Yudal Amar Aleph. Learn it, and then we'll see what the Yerushalmi holds. But the point, according to everyone, is that the Mona Mayim brings it to be Zera. Not Yerek. Because certainly the salient point of Yerek is the constant Hashgah. So Rashi and Rosh Hashanah speaks out, you'll see it if you indeed do it, that if you stop do it to a vegetable, a regular Yerek, but Ladaita Eitzel Kalodim, you can't change the classification of a Yerek because you decided to be Monea Mayan from it and let it just... But these, apparently, that was the Derech. By Pulhamitri, for sure, we saw that you... It was either Zero or Yerek. Maybe B'Tselem HaSrisim were the exact same way, that because they were Srisim, they were sterile, so maybe they didn't want it to grow so much. I don't even know, so they were money. You know, it was a normal agricultural mahalach to be Monei Amayim from it, and what would then happen? I don't know, maybe it wouldn't grow to be so big. What happened to the B'Tselem HaSrisim if you were Monei Amayim? But the Bishlam of the Pul HaMitzri, you could say, so it never developed, and then they, or maybe, no, I don't remember why. Maybe the Yerek part never developed, so they ate the Zera. I don't know, what would happen if you were Menei Amayim? Make the Zera harder, and they're more roi to eat, when it becomes harder. Okay, but anyway, that's what's going on here, and other vegetables are but ladaito. So let's just read the Mishnah. B'tzei l'masif in the Pul HaMitzri, Shemona mehem mayim shloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah, misasrim l'sheavar, they're treated like Zera, umutarim b'shviyas if it's year 60, year 7, v'yim lav, asurim b'shviyas, umisasrim l'shana haba, it's treated like Yerek. Asurim, we're talking about year 6 to 7, right? Umisasrim l'shana haba, if it's a miser issue. Vishel Baal, if these crops are from a stay Baal, which never has irrigation, so mona mehem mayim shtei onos, you withheld water from it, you withheld water from it. Wait, so if you... Marafulda says they would water it a little. I mean, if they wouldn't water it, there's no money on mine. Look at the Marafulda. You have to give it some water. Two normal watering periods. No, that's much more than 30 days because they watered it that much little, that much less than a stay bow, than a stay shlochim. Okay. Stop here. So, really.